Well, I'm trusting you got through that minute at 200. Let's do this now at 225, and it is minute 3. Let's begin. Why would you think he told you that?
I guess he thought I needed a break. He naturally assumed that I was going to leave and then come back again like before. But I had made it pretty clear right from the outset that when I left this time, I was leaving for good.
Did he accuse you of having an affair?
Yeah, I think he mentioned that.
With whom?
With this person named Victor.
Where would Jonathan get that idea?
I have no idea, to be honest.
You think that maybe he read your emails?
I really don't think so.
So how would he know about this Victor in California?
Because one evening when I was talking to him on the phone, he called me and...
You mean Victor would call you on the telephone?
One time, yeah, and he picked up the phone too and overheard the conversation.
What were you talking about to Victor?
What was I talking about? I can't recall, to be honest.
Were you and Victor involved in a relationship?
No, we weren't involved in a relationship.
Did you threaten to leave Jonathan for Victor?
No.
Did Victor ask you to come to California?
Did he ask me to come to California? No, he didn't ask me.
Did you ever tell Jonathan that you were engaged to Victor?
No, I'm pretty sure I didn't ever tell him that I was engaged to Victor.
So what did you tell him?
I said that Victor was my friend, and I will mention at this point that I had told Jonathan before I even talked to Victor that our relationship was over, and